Let me take you back, Chope, to your education. Where did you first go to elementary school?
Well, I went to an elementary school. It was a little private school in Tulsa, Oklahoma. At that time, it was called Holland Hall, and it was a boys and girls school, and later just became a girls school. My sister had gone there. She was still there. And so I went there for two or three years, and then I transferred to a Catholic school in Tulsa called Casha Hall, which I think is probably still there. I went through first year of high school there. Then I went from there to Culver, Indiana, military school, and graduated from Culver. And then I went from there to California. And I was not ever a very good student. I had some friends at Culver that better students than I. A couple of them were California boys anyway, and they went to Stanford. Well, I didn't even try to get in Stanford because I knew I didn't have good enough grades to get in there. So I heard of there was a little junior college called Menlo that was near Stanford, and I went there for 2 years and took certain courses and made certain grade point average and transferred into Stanford. I ended up at Stanford.
Along about here come the war years, and so in 1941, you're about 23 years old. The war breaks out. Can you tell me what you did during the war?
Well, I was married and had a child. First part of the war is one reason I wasn't drafted right away. Although I went to military school, if I'd have gone one more year, I could have got a commission right out of the school. I probably would have got into the Army right away. But I got no commission from my military school. And I was married at the time and had a child, so I was not drafted. But later on, I had a little disagreement with my first wife and had an opportunity to work at the ranch, which I always wanted to do. And she didn't like living out in the country. So I thought, well, if I can't do what I want to do, I'll go ahead and join the service, which is what I did. And I went in as a buck private. But I was a private and for about a year, even though I was doing the same kind of work as sergeants do because they were so desperate for drill instructors and stuff. And having been gone to a military school, I became a drill instructor. At the time I got in, it was late enough, the ratings were all frozen, or I would have been made a sergeant or something, but I wasn't even a corporal. I was just a buck private, but I was doing the same work that sergeants were doing. I was in a training program in the service. I'd put in for everything in the world to get out of there. One of the things I'd put in for is what they call OCS, Officer Training Camp. That was one of the things I'd put in for. It came up, and I went to officer training and was there for 3 or 4 months and came out as a second lieutenant.
So you went from a private to a
second lieutenant. Yeah.
And by the way, let's name your children here. I didn't do that at the beginning. The children you have, name them.
A daughter, Julie, and a son named John, who's 2 years younger than she. Julie is 50, I think, and she is 51.
Yes.
They are adopted children. We had been married for quite a few years, and we're not able to have children of our own. We found that out after several years. And so we had an opportunity to adopt these children. And through our doctor friend, who was a very close friend of ours, well, we got our daughter. And then we had another doctor friend from down at Las Cruces, New Mexico, and we adopted our son down there from there.
And then you have another daughter.
Well, I had a daughter from my first wife.
And her name?
Wendy. And she's got 3 boys of her own. And they got a whole bunch of great-grandkids. She's turned out to be a good woman. I had nothing to do with raising her, but she turned out to be a good person. She lives in California. She's 67 years old.
She's a wonderful mother and grandmother. Like Genevieve, she's never been one to participate in the civic organizations where she lived. But she did somewhat when she could. But she sure raised 3 good boys.
Mm-hmm. Raised some good kids.
And has 7 grandchildren.